Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for a new sound? Then you have came to the right place. Hear great stories, great topics, and fresh new underground sounds. This is the place where music dreams come true. Now, Underground Sounds with your host, award-winning singer, songwriter, JR.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy, JR. I am back, baby. It is still season 3 of Underground Sounds. I have missed you guys, but I needed to take a moment to kind of step away and focus on some things, but I had to come back to Underground Sounds because it's been a minute. It's been about a little over a month that I've been on since I've been on the air, and I had to take a quick hiatus to focus on some things and to get some things underway with the new album and, you know, wrangling up a lot of new artists for the new for some new shows and a lot of stuff that was going on. Then also at the same time, I kind of needed to take a bit of a mental break from everything, because when you're doing so much at one time, as far as being a singer, songwriter, model, you know, doing the radio hosting as well as my regular job with my 9-to-5, a lot of things can seem like you're doing too much, and sometimes your body and your brain just needs, they just need that mental rest. And for myself, that was what I needed. I needed to just kind of take a mental break from everything while focusing on making sure that I had everything the way that I needed it to for this new album, which we're going to be talking about that in a minute. But those of you who are tuning in tonight, thank you so, so much for tuning in to Underground Sounds with me, your host, JR, right here on blogtalkradio.com. So tonight's show is a short show. It's only going to be about 30 minutes tonight. Wednesday night, I will be back for a full hour with more new music. But tonight, of course, is just a 30-minute segment where I'm just going to talk with you guys and tell you guys a little bit about what's going on, what's the latest since I did my last show. And, of course, you guys know my last show I did with actor and boxer John Criswell Jr. You know, I did my last show with him, and then, of course, now we're back, you know, to wrap up some more time, some more shows to kind of close out season 3 before we get ready to get into season 4. And want to just kind of bring you guys up to date on some things that are going on with me, some things that are going on with new music from me. A lot of big things and wonderful things have been happening, and I'm very excited about what's to come, with this year, as we're now winding down August, going into September. A lot of wonderful things that are going on right now, and I'm very excited about those things as they're happening and what's about to take place. You know, God has been so good, and He's been so, so wonderful with all the doors that have opened for me and all the things that He continues to do. And how he's just so awesome. I mean, I can go on all day about how good God is. I promise you I could, but that's not what this show is about tonight. I mean, I do have a show that I can do in regards to that, but I probably will do that later on down the line. But anyhow, guys, like I said, tonight I'm back with a 30-minute segment. It's not going to be a whole lot of music tonight. I mean, it'll be like a couple of songs that I'll play, but mostly right now I'm just kind of bringing you guys up to date as to what's going on with me, with Underground Sounds, with my music, with a lot of different things. And so one quick thing was that's going on is that my song Getaway, which a lot of you guys have probably heard, Getaway just dropped on Friday. It was released worldwide on Friday. I actually, those of you who weren't aware, I put the song out to kind of gauge and get a little feedback on the song just to see how people were going to receive it and how they were going to accept it. And I got a lot of great feedback from it. And then after I got the feedback that I did from it, I went back, did a little tweaking, a few little changes to the song, and I decided that I was going to release it to the world for everybody to hear. because I had gotten a lot of people that kept asking me, when was the song going to go public? When was the song going to go public so that people can go and get it? And at first, that song was going to come out on August the 9th, which was Whitney Houston's birthday, but I decided not to push it out on that date. Then I wanted to push it out the week after, which would have been the 16th. Some things happened with distribution to where it wasn't able to go out on the 16th. So then I decided, okay, let's do the 23rd of August. And so it seemed as though the 23rd of August actually worked. And for some reason, the 23rd seems to be that magic number for me. Those of you who have been around me for this six, almost 7 years that I've been doing music, that number, for some reason, is a very significant number. That number, 23, is, I still am trying to figure out what, you know, when it comes to my music, what makes it so significant, that number 23. And I found that what it is, I actually had to go into doing some further research and finding out, you know, what that number 23 meant. And I found out that it's, and that when it comes to a spiritual aspect, it's actually a number of perfection. It's a number that it's a number of for a particular angel that is help, is showing me that I need to believe in my gift and in what I'm doing. And so that song was released on August the 23rd, which is so funny because any single that I have released in the 7 years that I've been doing music, except for one song, were released on the 23rd. Tonight's Your Night was actually released on October the 23rd on in some digital markets, but it was released in some other markets on the 24th. Crazy for You came out on March 23rd. Silent Night came out on November 23rd. And then we've got Getaway, which actually is coming out on, which actually came out on the 23rd. So everything kind of has significance, which tickles me in the fact that it does have a significance. So, you know, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing that is happening with my music and with everything that I'm doing. And for those of you who haven't had an opportunity to go out to get Getaway, I'm going to play Getaway before the show ends tonight. Those of you who haven't had an opportunity to go out to get Getaway, I suggest you go out, take a listen to it, get your hands on it. It is an awesome, awesome song. It since it was released, it actually became my most popular it actually ended up becoming one of my top songs upon its release. So I've gotten a lot of people that have gone out and they've actually gotten the song. They've gone out and they've actually downloaded the song. They streamed the song. So it's getting a lot of good feedback, and a lot of people are really liking it because they're telling me how fun the song is and how much they're loving it. So it's, you know, I'm very, very happy and pleased with what's going on with that. Then also when it comes to the album. So with the album, you guys know the album was scheduled to come out in August of this year, but I decided, because it felt like the album was being rushed, and I didn't want to rush the album, even though I know it's been about three and a half years, actually. Just about 3.5 years since I released Like I Love You. Well, actually in December, it'll actually be 3.5 years in December. But since I released my first album, it's been some time. And in the interim, you know, I've been releasing singles here and there, you know, continuing to push the album and all that kind of thing. But then I realized that I had to take time to really, you know, pours my energy into the project just like I did with the first one, because even with the first one, every song on that album people loved and people enjoyed, and there's not one song that I haven't gotten feedback on where people have told me that they loved each song from You Are the Reason all the way down to Blow Your Mind. So I wanted to take as much time as I could to perfect each song. I admit I am a perfectionist, and I wanted to take as much time as I could to perfect my music. So I decided I was going to take the next couple of months, and I was going to get into the studio and work on these songs, tweaking them, making sure I have everything the way that I wanted it, everything the way that I needed it, so that whenever I released this album, my second album, I wanted everything to be right. And also, for those of you who have never been in music, you guys, I have to tell you firsthand, there's a lot that goes into putting together a full album, especially if it's one that you're writing and you're arranging it. A lot of stuff that goes into it. And it can be very, very draining. It can be very frustrating. But if it's something that you love and it's something that you're wanting to really do, you've got to keep pushing with it, because that's the only way in which you're going to really, you know, see it come to reality. So that was what I had to do. So we're looking at now 2020, we're now looking at January of 2020, excuse me, as being that time frame for this album to be released, because that is the perfect time to release it around the first of the year and give you guys a whole 12 months to listen to the album, to like the album, to give me time to promote the album, to promote and do videos and all of that kind of thing with the album. So I'm very excited about what's to come, and I'm excited about what we've got going on right now. And what, you know, as I said, when it comes to what is in store with me and with the new album, there's a lot of things that I'm really, really just looking forward to. And it's just a lot of great things to come. And even with Underground Sounds, there's a lot of awesome things coming when it comes to Underground Sounds. I've actually been getting music in from a lot of different artists who are sending me their music in, hip-hop artists, singers. A lot of different people are now starting to send me their music in so that I can actually get it on the show and get everybody queued up. So even in the midst of me being away for the month that I've been away, I've still been working behind the scenes to get you guys more up-and-coming independent artists to listen to support, because for me with Underground Sounds, that's what it's all about. It's definitely about supporting the up-and-coming artists, the independent artists, the unsigned artists, because I myself have been there. Even though, yes, I have the number one songs, I have the music awards, I have, you know, gain the notoriety with the albums and the singles and all of that kind of thing, it didn't come easy. It still isn't easy. But it's all about supporting the ones who are coming up, the ones who feel like giving up on their dream and on their goals, you know, but I'm here to let them know, look, it's not over yet. You've got a long way to go. It's not over. You know, the doors are going to open eventually. You know, you just got to hang in there. And, you know, yeah, and we get there slowly but surely, but we get there. But anyway, guys, I'm going to shut up right now, and I'm going to go ahead and play some music real quick. I'm going to play one of my favorite songs, which is a song by mainstream artist Miss Toni Braxton. And this is her song, Long As I Live, from her album, Smoking Cigarettes or something like that. But anyway, I can't remember it right now. It's I've never done a late night show like this before. But anyhow, I'm sorry. It's called Sex and Cigarettes. My bad. But yeah, she's this song right here is one of the songs that I loved off of that album. So check this out right here on Underground Sounds. This is Toni Braxton, Long As I Live.
Okay.
All right, guys. Sorry about that. I'm having some major technical issues right now, but I definitely do appreciate your patience while I get all the kinks worked out. But anyhow, guys, that was Toni Braxton, Long As I Live. You guys are tuning in right now to a 30-minute segment of Underground Sounds with me, your host, award-winning R&B pop singer, songwriter, J.R. So, guys, again, tonight is a 30-minute segment. We will be back on the air Wednesday night, regular time, with more new music, more updates in regard to the new album. Just a lot of new stuff going on right now within season 3. So, as I told you guys before, if those of you who are listening, if you're an up-and-coming artist and you are looking to have your music heard on my show, it is so easy for you to do. All you have to do is send me and my music team your music. Send it to my email, jayer.undergroundsounds, and that sounds is sounds@gmail.com. Send the music to us. My music review team will listen to the music. They'll forward it to me. I'll listen to it, and I'll get you on the air. You guys want to be interviewed by me, you can also email me. Let me know. You guys can follow me on Instagram at jay_e.r. I am also on Facebook at JR Music Online, and I'm also with the Underground Sounds page is Underground SNDZ. So there's a way that you guys can actually contact me. And let me know you guys want to have your music heard on the air. I'm always down, again, for the support of up-and-coming artists. I've had artists on the show from all over the globe. I've had artists on the show from Australia, from New York, Texas, you name it. I've had them on here. And also, when it comes to getting your music heard worldwide, we are heard here in the we are picked up here in the U.S. We are in Canada and also other parts of Europe, and we actually just gained new listeners in Barbados. So, guys, Underground Sounds is out there, so your music will get heard. It definitely will get picked up, and it will get heard. So get it out here to us. We would love to, you know, have you on the air. So, again, guys, I'm just doing a quick 30-minute segment tonight to talk about a little bit about what's been going on, catching up with you guys, letting you know I've missed you. I know I've been away for a little bit over a month, but I am back. I haven't forgotten about you. I hadn't forgotten about Underground Sounds. Just been kind of working a little bit on bringing you guys more music, more of my music. And as you, those of you who have been tuning in, who have been around me for a while, you know I just dropped a new single on August the 23rd. It's called Getaway. I put the song out there to get feedback about a month or so ago, just kind of get a little feedback on the song. The song got an overwhelming response on number1music.com. The song became my 15th number one song. It was my first song to debut at number one on the North Carolina Top 100. It also hit at number one on the North Carolina Pop 100. The song actually climbed to number 3 on the U.S. Top 100, and it got to number 4 worldwide. It got up to number 4 worldwide. The song just released everywhere on August the 23rd, so it's everywhere around the globe on every digital market, from Apple Music all the way to Tidal and Spotify, Google Play, all of that, it's out there. Pretty soon it will be on Pandora. I just found out a while ago that my song, my holiday single, Silent Night, made it to Pandora. So look for that to be played during the holiday season as well. And I'm also, even as I'm working on the new album, I'm also working on some holiday stuff as well. So I'm going to be pretty busy, but again, not so busy that I forget about Underground Sounds and my listeners out here. So, again, guys, I will be back on Wednesday night with a full hour starting at 10 p.m. And we'll be on from 10 p.m. till 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But before we close out tonight's show, I am going to let you guys hear Getaway, my brand new single, which just released everywhere August the 23rd. So if you haven't heard it, You're going to hear it tonight, and I want you guys to go out and get it. Again, back here, Wednesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here, Underground Sounds, blogtalkradio.com, with me, your host, JR. Take care. God bless. Peace.
Around the world, but we don't know. Fly to Paris, London, Norma, to Barcelona, or Japan.